guys, it's Chad. I hope this message is finding you guys well and healthy. I hope that you guys are having fun, not going to school, but also hopefully you're taking your schoolwork seriously and getting that done. This is kind of a weird time, and we don't really know if you're going back to school. I think the thought is that it probably won't happen, but we don't know. So I hope that you're taking your schoolwork seriously. I hope that you're getting it done. And I hope that you guys know that I miss you a ton. I wish you guys were here. Wish we were meeting, but we're not right now. So we're still going to be doing these Kids' Corners. And just a quick announcement on those Kids' Corners. This coming Sunday, I am going to put a Kids' Corner Easter message on there for you guys. Now, I know typically on Sundays, we have had just Bob's message. The purpose there is so that you guys sit with your family and listen to Bob's message so you can spend some family time together on Sunday morning. But this coming Sunday being Easter, I just want to put a message on there for you guys for Easter, so that way you guys can listen to that. Sit with your family, listen to Bob's, and then there's one that's going to be just for you guys too. Also, just want to let you guys know that hopefully we'll get back together here soon. But unfortunately, I don't know if that's going to happen. So keep faith. Please, guys, reach out to me via email. I haven't heard from anybody with your email. So please just email me, chad@cocep.org. I'd like to hear from you guys, text you, and text back and forth. That way we can stay in touch. I have looked into the Zoom. I'm still waiting to hear back from one or two of you about the capability of doing that. If not, but we might go into an online format through Zoom to do that. So keep a lookout on your text for that as I kind of tell you the day. We might do a test ahead of time since you guys are at home just to get us started with that. So we're going to get into today's message, and today's message is going to be about Jesus' power is unexpected. And we're going to need supplies like normal, but actually I should probably more accurately say you need a supply. So today, super simple, you just need your Bible. There's going to be a message in there that we want to read over on Luke, or in Luke 19, 28 through 40. So get your Bible, open it up to Luke. That would be chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. Now, you guys know that things seem to be changing so fast right now. It's hard to know what to expect. If I'd asked you guys 2 months ago, this probably isn't the way you expect to be spending today. Today, in our true story from the Bible, we'll hear about people who expected some things from Jesus. But Jesus didn't do what they expected. Jesus doesn't always work the way that we expect him to. Often, Jesus' power is just unexpected. But before we get started, let's talk about this past week's God sightings, something beautiful or amazing or something God did for your family in the last week. For me this week, it would be we did the Caring Hands this past week, and it was really great to see the people come out, to see the volunteers come out, and to be able to feed the community. I think that was a fantastic event that we did. Hopefully we're able to continue doing that, but it was really great to see that and to see just how happy the people were that they were given some food. So thank you to all the volunteers that came out for that. Especially want to thank Jeremiah if he's listening. He was definitely there, and he did a fantastic job, and I know that the people that received the food were very grateful for that. So before we get started into the full heart of this message, guys, as always, there's going to be a song before and a song after. So I want you guys to go ahead right now, pause me, and I want you to listen to video one, and then unpause me and come back and we'll start the message. All right. I hope that you guys enjoyed that song. It's a great song, but it's so true. There's so much power in the name of Jesus. So, and in good times and in bad. You know, it's always important to remember that Jesus is always working, even in ways we don't expect. Sometimes that's a happy surprise, like when he leads us to new friends. But sometimes Jesus doesn't do things we hope he will. So I've been telling you guys about this journal and to try to keep this journal. And the journal is for your purpose, but also it gives us an opportunity maybe when we come back to share some of our feelings as we kind of process this coronavirus and everything. So today I want you to write in your journal about some things you hoped Jesus would do about the coronavirus, but he didn't. You know, for me, I guess I thought that the coronavirus would go away quicker. And I guess that I just maybe had an expectation on Jesus that he would have this coronavirus gone, because why would he ever not want us to meet at church? But you know, so many things have come out of it, and so many things have just kind of unexpectedly happened because of it that I think have been good for us and good for our country and good for our community. But I guess I put that expectation on Jesus, and really it was unfair of me to do that. You know, there are a lot of things we expect, or at least hope Jesus would do about the coronavirus, you know, because he is so powerful, but often Jesus' power is unexpected. So before we jump in, grab your Bible as we read this true story in Luke 19, 28 through 40. So I'm going to go ahead and read. It says, after telling this story, what story was that? He just got done telling the parable of the 10 servants. So after telling the story, Jesus went on toward Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. Go into that village over there, he told them. As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, why are you untying that colt? Just say the Lord needs it. So they went and found the colt just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, why are you untying that colt? And the disciples simply replied, the Lord needs it. So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down to the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven. But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that. He replied, if they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers. See, so Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. People had heard about Jesus and all the wonderful things that he did, so they had some pretty high expectations. So Jesus could have come into Jerusalem and proclaimed himself king. Many people probably expected him to do that. They were tired of being ruled by the Romans, and they didn't always like the way their leaders treated them either. But Jesus didn't do what they wanted or expected. You know, just think about his choice of going into the city. When we think of this big, enormous, amazing king, wouldn't you see him riding in on this big white stallion horse? And he rode a donkey that had never been ridden before. So that makes me wonder, why do you think Jesus doesn't always do what we expect him to do or what we want him to do? Go ahead and write in your journals about that as well. Why do you think Jesus doesn't always do what we expect him or always want him to do? See, Jesus knew that the people of Jerusalem and all of us need much more than a great king ruling the land. Jesus had something so much better in mind than just a kingdom on earth. He wants us to be part of his heavenly kingdom forever. So even though he didn't stop the leaders from plotting to kill him, and next week we'll find out that they did kill him, he was up to something really good and really unexpected. That's because Jesus' power is unexpected. When he doesn't do what we want, it may be because he's up to something better, even if it doesn't seem better right now. So what good things is Jesus doing through the time we're in right now? I know there's plenty of good that's happening, but sometimes it gets overshadowed by all the bad and all the bad news that's being put out there. So write in your journals about that. What good things is Jesus doing through this time we're in right now? See, sometimes it's hard to see Jesus' great big plan. But even when we don't understand why something's happening, we can trust that Jesus is still powerful. Jesus doesn't always do what we expect. Sometimes Jesus' power is just unexpected. But he promised to always do what's best, and we can trust that. Now, I want to play a fun game full of the unexpected here. So I want you guys to get up and go ahead and clear as much space in the room as possible. Pause the video if you need to. That way you can do that. I'll wait. It's no big deal. So go ahead, kind of give yourself some space in the room. I'm going to ask you guys to do something. It's nothing too crazy. So Aiden Helbeck, this is to you. Don't jump around. I don't want to hear from your mom saying that you went off the walls and everything. But I want you guys to sit down or clear a space and stand up and get ready to do some instructions. So go ahead, pause me, give yourself some space. We'll be right back. Okay, are you guys ready to get moving? So I'm going to give you instructions, and you try to follow them as quickly as you can. Are you guys ready? Now listen carefully, because they're going to change fast. I'm going to go through it a little slower to begin with, but then I'm going to change it up on you guys, and I want you guys to keep up. So listen to the instructions that I give you and just do them. They're very simple things. Nothing's going to be too crazy. I'm going to go through them in order, and then I'm going to start going through them a little quicker. You guys ready? All right. First, I want you to do 3 jumping jacks. Now touch something in the room that's red. Give everyone in the room a high five. Touch your toes. Reach for the sky. Touch your toes again. Spin in a circle. Reach for the sky again. Sit up. Stand up. Hop on 1 foot 5 times. All right, you guys think you got it? Now I'm going to give you guys the same things, but we're going to go a little quicker. Are you guys ready? Give everyone in the room a high five. Touch your toes. Reach for the sky. Touch something in the room that's red. Do 3 jumping jacks. Hop on 1 foot 5 times. Sit down. Stand up. Spin in a circle. Do 3 jumping jacks. Touch something in the room that's red. Touch your toes. Stand up. Sit down. Stand up. Hop on 1 foot 5 times. Do 3 jumping jacks. And you're done. That's a good job you guys did there. It was hard to keep up with that game, wasn't it? How did you feel as you tried to keep up with all the changes in this game? Maybe that's another thing you can write in your journal about. How you felt as all these unexpected directions were coming your way. You didn't know what I was going to say next. See, you never knew what I was going to ask you to do after each one. It was always unexpected. See, we don't always know what's coming next in life either. With the coronavirus, it seems like things change every day. But Jesus knows what's coming next. And we can always trust that he's in control, even when he doesn't do things the way that we expect, even when his power is unexpected. See, I want you to think about this broadcast out to you guys, or podcast out to you guys right here, right now. Think about that. So for years, we have been having faithful givers of the church tithe every week. You guys have tithed at times. Every week for years, since the beginning of the church. And through their faithful giving, we've been able to purchase equipment to do this podcast. We have people that know how to run this equipment so we can get that podcast out. We had the internet, so that way we have the ability to put this on a website so you guys can listen to it. See, all of those things, when you look at them individually, seem so maybe insignificant. But when you look at them as a whole, in this time of coronavirus, God knew for a long time. We could probably say since the beginning of his time. Since the beginning of God, he knew the coronavirus was coming. He knew we would be shut down like this. He knew we needed this technology to reach out. But when you look at it, you don't look at it like these things are completely expected. We look past them. But see, Jesus is so unexpected with these things. So we can always trust that he's going to take care of us. Now, praising Jesus is a great way to remind ourselves of all the good things that he's done for us. Now get up again and join me in praising him right now. We can praise Jesus all the time, morning, noon, and night, because we trust his power, even when it's unexpected, because there is nothing that our God can't do. So I want you guys to pause this video. I want you guys to hit video 2. And I want you to watch the video. Sometimes we just listen to the music, but watch the video. Watch the people and they're praising God. And listen to the words of the song. Such a fantastic message in this song. So think about that. Listen to this. Pause me, and then we'll come back for our final prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this church and the youth in it. We thank you for their willingness to listen to this Kids Corner. We thank you for them keeping journals. We thank you for all the technology you've blessed us all with so that we are able to listen to this during this time of coronavirus. Lord, we pray for each individual youth that you keep them safe and healthy according to your will. Keep their families safe and healthy according to your will. Lord, we just ask that as you continue to have this coronavirus go day after day after day, that your will be done with it all. Lord, we ask that you remind us to constantly give you our fears and our worries and our anxieties. We know that you are always working for our good and that there's nothing that you can't do. So, Father, as we continue to go through this time of coronavirus, we ask that it go away according to your will. We ask that you help us and keep us calm and safe during these times. Help us to remember to be kind and to be giving. And we ask that you help our smiles to become just as contagious as the coronavirus. We love you and we thank you. And we ask all this in Jesus' precious heavenly name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to join us in person, we meet on Sundays at 8:45 and 11 a.m. and on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Have a great week.